Chapter 10. Now why did Moses speak? You shall not eat a pig, nor an eagle, nor a hawk, nor a raven, nor any scaleless fish. He included 3 decrees in his meaning. Yet further, he says to them in Deuteronomy, "And I will establish my righteous decrees as a covenant on this people." Therefore, is there not an instruction of God to abstain from eating these? There is. But Moses spoke spiritually. Therefore, he spoke about the pig for the following reason, as meaning to declare that you shall not adhere to humans who are like pigs. For when they prosper, they forget their Lord. But when they are in need, they acknowledge the Lord. Even as the pig, when it has munched, ignores its Lord. But when it is hungry, it cries out, and after receiving food, is silent again. He says, "Nor shall you eat an eagle, nor a hawk, nor a kite, nor a raven." He means that you should not associate with or be like humans who do not know how to provide their own food by labor and sweat, but instead, in their lawlessness, seize what belongs to others. And they give the impression of walking in guilelessness, but gaze about to see whom they may strip bare on account of their greed. Exactly as these birds do not provide food for themselves by their own efforts. Instead, these birds sit idle, seeking how to devour the flesh of others, proving themselves pests by their wickedness. And he declares, "And you shall not eat a lamprey, nor a multi-legged fish, nor a cuttlefish." He means that you shall not adhere to or be like humans who are utterly impious and are already condemned to the death, exactly as these fish who alone are accursed, swimming in the deep, not rising like the rest, but instead make their abode in the mud below, in the depths. Instead, you shall not eat the rabbit. Why? He is declaring that you shall not be a pedophile, nor shall any of you be like such people, because the hare has more of its defecation every year. For as many years as it lives, so it has as many anuses. Instead, nor shall you eat the hyena. He is declaring that you shall not be an adulterer, nor a seducer, nor be like such people. Why? Because that animal changes its nature every year. And indeed, at one time it is male, but at another, female. Instead, he even rightly detests the weasel. He is declaring that you shall not be like those whom we hear of as committing lawlessness with their mouth on account of their uncleanness. nor shall you adhere to those unclean women who commit this lawlessness with their mouth. For this animal conceives by the mouth. Moses, indeed, having received these three doctrines concerning meats, uttered them in a spiritual sense. But they received them according to their fleshly desire, as if he had merely spoken of meats. But David comprehends the knowledge of these three decrees and says, "Happy is the man who has not walked in the counsel of impious men, as the fishes go in the darkness into the depths, and has not stood in the way of sinners, as those who profess to fear the Lord, but sin like the pig, and has not sat in the seat of pests, as those birds who lie in wait for prey." Now take a full and firm grasp of this perfect knowledge. Moses says again, "You shall eat every animal which is cloven-hoofed and ruminates." What does he mean? That whoever receives food recognizes him who nourishes, and relying upon him seems to rejoice. He spoke beautifully in regard to the instruction. Therefore, what does he mean? That we ought to adhere to those who fear the Lord, with those who meditate in their heart upon the command which they have received, with those who utter the judgments of the Lord and observe them, with those who know that meditation is a work of joy, and who ruminate upon the account of the Lord. But what does the cloven-hoofed mean? That the righteous man walks in this world, yet also looks forward to the holy age. Behold how beautifully Moses legislated. Instead, how was it possible for them to understand or comprehend these things? But, rightly understanding his instructions, we then utter them as the Lord wanted. For this reason, he circumcised our ears and our hearts, that we should understand these things.